This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Democrats in the Colorado legislature are adding to their slate of proposed gun regulations for the Colorado Capitol News Alliance. Lucas Brady Woods reports they want to crack down on 3D printed firearms and tighten rules around gun transfers.
Also called extreme risk protection orders, red flag laws allow judges to temporarily remove someone's guns if they pose a threat. The bill would expand the list of who can petition for such an order. It would include institutions like schools or hospitals. The bill would also allow guns to be removed if a child poses a safety risk. Here's bill sponsor Senator Tom Sullivan.
Gun deaths are happening by suicides and domestic violence, which is a number one thing that we can do with an extreme risk protection order. Temporarily remove firearm from someone who's going to be a danger to themselves or other.
Another bill would require gun barrels to be sold by licensed firearm dealers in person to buyers who can legally purchase guns.
Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capitol News Alliance. The figure skating competition at the Winter Olympics begins today with Colorado-based coach Drew Meekins hoping his pairs team of Danny O'Shea and Ellie Cam are ready. But Meekins admits all the preparation in the world may not matter when the athletes take the ice.
I feel like I'm sort of constantly trying to sort of gauge where my athletes are at and figure out what they need. Because as a coach, I think one thing you are doing is you're manufacturing pressure in practice sessions so that the athlete can get used to what they potentially might deal with when they are at a high pressure event like the Olympic Games. But at the same time, you have to make sure that you don't overdo it.
O'Shea is a graduate of the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, and Cam is a current student at the school. You're listening to CPR News, and it's 7:06.